Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Lebo sikhobela uthi Lion of Judah, ingoma enhle ke leyo esitholela phaya go the young lady angizwanga igama lakhe ukuthi ungubani. Yeah, and then sibonge na go Sisilindi we Msuthwana ngokuthi ke asikethele leyana yaka yeJoy celebration ethi uyikho konke empilweni yami kuhamba phambili uNozipho Phiri. Isikhathi ke sithi 28 after 2 o'clock kwamanje ke ngikunikeza iplatform ukuthi ke ungangena ushare the word, ungathumela nange voice note ku 0826572729. Ithingenze kanje uma ngibuya ungangena ungashaya nocingo ku 0123341132.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Your spiritual lifeline. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
0123341322 zivuliwe incingo uma ke uthanda ukushare the word noma ke ungathumela i voice note ku 0826572729 njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi imiyalezo ngifunde earlier on ngizoyidlala kulamaviki alandelayo umculo wakho ngizodlala kulamaviki alandelayo ngoba ke today ngeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngidlale zonke ya ongene kuqala uyena esidlala ingoma zakhe kodwa ke ngizokwenza sure ukuthi kulamaviki alandelayo ngiyamdlalela la umfundisi uMakamu and omunye ubani uMandle Nkosi ya and omunye ke uSintabiseng uNtabiseng uyena le bengimdlalela uLion of Judah and then omunye ubani uSisinomonde engale eKagiso and bese ke kulandela nobani uSis Elizabeth ya kulamafika landelayo noma kanjani ngizosigcina isithembiso sami ngizokudlalela zona lezo ingoma 0123341322 ungangena ushare the word kanti ke in the meantime ngisalendele incingo zakho asiye ku Pastor Sean Sethlari sizokuthi yena kule ntambama uNkulunkulu umphathiseni
sawubikelela mamanhlapho and the most beautiful listeners I greet you all in the mighty name of the living Yahweh, I greet you all in the mighty living name of the living Holy Spirit, I greet you all in the mighty living name of God, living God of salvation. Mama Nhlapo, let me start by saying, in the Bible, when you read or you sit down and you analyze most of the stories, prophecies, and all the teachings, it is evident that hope is not merely a wish or a feeling. Hope, it is not a feeling or a wish in the biblical context, but it is a confidence of expectation of what God has promised. Based on faith and his faithfulness, in God's faithfulness. It's a strong and surely it guarantees the future blessings that God has in store for us. Mama Nhlapho, the power of faith, of hope particularly, if we can run back to the story of the prodigal son and his father, it is evident that this old man, he lived with hope that his son will come back. And not only that, he constantly, Mama Nhlapho, feeding the animals which were going to be slaughtered for a feast when his son came back. It was not about maybe when he comes back, but in his mind was, when my son come back, I am going to do this and this. He prepared a garment for him. The Bible says immediately when he arrived, new garments were given to him. Animal were slaughtered. I believe the father cannot welcome his child with a moketa animal. He gave him a well-fed animal to please. It shows that he's been preparing all these things all this time. Now, Mamanhlapho, what I want to say is, in the book of Ecclesiastes 11 verse 4, the Bible teaches us that we must not wait, or we should not wait for the cloud to gather before we could start and say we're planting. But in easy way, it says, don't wait for a perfect weather to plant seed or to harvest crop. Do not try and idle for good conditions or good opportunities to present itself. Because when that opportunity arrives, you'll still be not prepared. You need at all times to prepare yourself. All I was saying is that when you want to achieve the matric certificate, you must first go to sub A, SSR, SSB. So eventually, gradually, you're going to end up matric or grade 12 or standard 12 or matric certificate. You're not just going to jump into matric certificate. You have to prepare yourself in your way up. Similarly, when you're coming to life in general, each and every little thing that you want to achieve in life, you need to wake up and prepare yourself for that. You are qualified. You do not need to wait. Sit down and wait for the opportunity of the particular qualification you are holding to arise. But you need to stand up and work. Because the word says that, advise us, don't wait for a perfect weather and start sale plant. There are many stories in the Bible where you learn that the people, they have harvested plenty in the season of the dryness. When there was a starvation, hunger, one man, he went on and he prepared to put a seed on the ground. And in that very season, he got more than he ever produced in his life. What I'm saying, Kihori, other things, you need to start somewhere to achieve of some. When you're living in life, don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Daily, wake up, prepare yourself, be like a person who is prepared to go to that particular work. If now you are searching for a good partner, Mamanhlapho, here is a 10 story, then you go to the ground floor. You look, you don't find. You go to the next one, still you don't find. Ultimately, you're going to end up at top and you'll be alone and dying alone because you are not prepared for what you need. Do not wait for clouds to gather. Then it's only when you can say it's going to rain. Keep on fighting. Keep on searching. Knock the doors. The Bible says when you knock, doors will open. But how do you fail? Menyako hai no be ipula. Hope is not just a feeling. Hope is not just a wish. But hope is a confidence. Hope, it is a strong seed that is in you that tells you that Hamudimu are, he never lies. He's not a human being. When God promises you something, have hope and have faith, because God, he is faithful. The father of the prodigal son, he is a good example. Maybe your brother today, he's using drugs, addiction, emotionally. Don't lose hope. Keep on praying. Know that God promises a yes and an amen. Keep on asking God. Keep on praying. Get verses. Get the word of God that will make bind you. Will bring you closer to God, and constantly keep on reminding God. God, your word says, God, you said in your word, this is this. God, he will definitely answer. He just need your true heart. And not feelings. I don't know how can I break this feelings thing or a wish. When you come into God, it's like the wishes, the feelings. No, we need to rebel its help of faith and know that he is faithful. Your brother, he might be doing drugs. Or your sister, she might be doing drugs. Or hooked up in something that is so bad. Don't lose hope. Don't throw them away. But prepare for them a meal. Daily so. Prepare for your brother. Prepare for your sister. Or whoever the member of your family whom you think that this person needs repentance. This person needs some second chance. Keep on doing good for them. Do not cease. Just keep on doing. Help them. Make them realize that they are loved. They are waited for. The moment when they come back home, have a warm bath. Of one a warm meal. Let them be welcome. Don't let them sleep on the floor because they are doing bad things. No, let them be human. Allow them. Slaughter that well-prepared animal and make a feast. Make everybody to know that you love them and open your arms. May the living spirit of living mighty holy God be with you now and forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Spirit, and forever. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. Gogo Moruti Sean Setlhare ngokuthi ke asithulele izwi elihle uthi hope is not a feeling. Yo Moruti, i message enamandla kakhulu. Usesilungile Madinani naye usithulele izwi lana. Uthi good day sisibahle, my message for today uthi do what glorifies God. Uthi God will take care of your happiness. Glorifying God means acknowledging and honoring his greatness, his power and worth through actions, thoughts and words that reflect his character and align with his will. It's about recognizing his attributes like holiness, love and sovereignty, and then living in a way that reflects those attributes, ultimately giving him the praise and honor he deserves. Usiphela incwadi ka Matthew 5:16 uthi, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorifying your Father in heaven. Thank you so much. Sisilungile Madinani.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Oh, ukhale mambo naye usithumele izwi lana. Ngicela ukuthi silalele Nancy i-voice note yakhe.
Hey, asibingelele Nkosazana, asibingelele kubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazi wethu indzaba lethu thokothisako. Manje ke Nkosazana lana ke sikhuluma ngawo umnikelo lo, umnikelo nomatona tishume. Loko kuwumnikele konke lokuyilikhambi lethu thina bazalwane. Manje ke ngasenganikela ke mfundo Nkosazana uma ngithola umsebenzi angiphenguke but imali ngiphisane ngato ngenilo ngagula kuntambama nje ngivame ukugula ntambama ngagula sengiyolala ngathi boyeka ke sengiyagula ngibona ukuthi sizosebenza kanje Ngithatha imali yami ngaphesana ngiyohlala kwabani nje manje ngina family lana ngalala. Ah ngibalabalisile ngalala kwathi ebusuku phupha ngithola iQueen mattress. Ngcoka amavater boots amabhuti la amanzi lawo ngiyagijima. Ngithola iQueen mattress yasinda phela le yanto ngiyithola enhloko. Oh ngaphaphama ekusini ngathi lula ngathi ukuthi ngiride ngosezana ngiphile kamnandi kahle kahle kahle. Uma unikela noma ukhipha tona tishuma awulahli. Awulahli kulikhambi lethu sinabazalwane. Umuro wayena kuyasiphilisa lokho ya. Kanibambe
kuzo. We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love. On 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.